You are now tuned in to the Uncle Tom Show.
Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga.
Adults are ruining Halloween for kids. With all this political correct bullshit, let the kids be kids. Don't mess up Halloween just because you're a sensitive little pussy and you get offended by everything. Our nation is turning into a bunch of vaginas, ladies and gentlemen. Bunch of vaginas. Welcome to the Uncle Tom Show. I am your resident house Negro, Dusty Angel. Thank you so much for joining. Hashtag Uncle Tom Show. Uncle Tom Show on the TuneIn app or wherever fine podcasts can be heard. Halloween is still my favorite holiday. Over Christmas, over Thanksgiving, all of it. Halloween takes the cake. I love Halloween. I've always loved Halloween. I've always loved dressing up and watching scary movies around this time and just enjoying this time of year in general. But I can see how Halloween is going to quickly become one of my least favorite holidays. Because adults today are turning it into something that I don't remember as a child. As a kid, I don't remember all this political correct, everybody's offensive, oh, you can't dress like that in fear of offending someone. Drives me nuts. Sorry, I was itching my balls. Drives me insane. Because see, gang, when I was a kid, you could dress up as an Indian, and your best friend could dress up as a cowboy, and you guys could go trick-or-treating, and oh man, we're gonna get a lot of candy tonight. I can't wait. Oh, what's your favorite? My favorite's Milky Way. You're a fucking weirdo. You like Milky Way? Who likes Milky Way, first of all? Side rant. Whenever there's a pile of candy, you know, those Snickers, and you got your Mr. Good Bars, and all that. Milky Way is always the last one left, right? Like, nobody fucks with Milky Ways. Those are fucking gross. Who eats Milky Ways? The only people who eat Milky Way are, like, serial killers and dog rapists. Milky Ways are always the last in the little snack-sized bunch. But anyway, you could be chilling with your friend on Halloween, and he could be a cowboy, you could be an Indian, and you know, it's 1989, you got your cassette Walkman, and you guys are just walking down Halloween and having fun. But now, you go dressed up as an Indian, excuse me, Native American. Now you go dressed up as a Native American, and automatically, it's an offensive costume. In 2017, it's an offensive costume, and it has been for years. I started talking about the Native American costume, I don't know, 9 years ago on my first podcast. Now it's offensive! You probably can't even do that anymore without offending someone. But yes, and now apparently cowboy is even offensive. I have no idea, I'm not even going to go into that, but I read that somewhere and that's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. This holiday is for kids and parents are just fucking it up. Just fucking it up. It's not even fun anymore. My wife and I used to, every year, it was a thing that we had. We were like, okay, this, we're going to do the most offensive costume you could think of this year. And it was a thing every year. I mean, I'd be a priest and she'd be a Catholic schoolgirl. You know, what else were there? There were a few that were, you know, pretty, we were toeing the line. We did that all up until about 2 years ago, I believe it was. Wife and I went out as Ray Rice and Ray Rice's wife. I was Ray Rice, the football player. Remember a couple years ago, it was a big story. Football player beat up his wife in the elevator. It's caught on the elevator and fucked. There was a shitstorm. I was Ray Rice, had the shoulder pads, had the boxing gloves. And my wife was Ray Rice's wife, and she simply had a sexy-ass dress on, and it said Ray Rice's wife, and she had a black eye. Prominent black eye. And people got it right away. They were like, oh, shit, that's fucking great. We got a lot of, you know, props, you know, but we also got a lot of people who were, really? Really, guys? And we got some looks. Like, why are you dressing up as a person who beats on his wife? That's not cool. Yeah, we got a lot of looks that year as well, along with the high fives. Most of it was high fives. Oh, shit. Oh, that's... Nigga, that is brilliant. And our costumes cost like $5 each. I mean, she literally stitched on some letters that said Ray Rice's wife. And I had some shoulder pads that I already had from my years of playing football. And I threw a jersey on and I put Ray Rice. Easy peasy. But I decided, personally, didn't really include my wife in this conversation. She plays along with me. You know, she's cool as fuck. She doesn't give me much lip. I don't have to, you know, worry about her too much. I said a couple of years ago, you know what? I'm just not going to do that anymore. This environment is too tense right now. And the last thing I want to do is offend somebody and end up getting into a fight in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard on fucking Halloween night. That's the last thing I wanted to do. So I said, you know what? This is going to be the last year I do the offensive costume thing. It's not like I'm a pussy or anything. I'm just not. I don't want it because I felt the tension that night with that Ray Rice thing. I felt the tension. Just with a few people, it wasn't a lot. It literally, most everybody was cool. It was like a few that like, and they gave us the fucking stink eye from hell. But I said I'm play it, you know, safe from now on because people are a little too crazy. Simple, not gonna offend any pussies. Because see now, oh my god, first of all, let's start with the kids because this is all about the kids. Halloween has always been for the kids, right? Let's keep it real. Halloween is a time for women to dress like whores. We all know that. I mean, that's a given. You know? But this is about the kids. This is about the kids. Now instead of... When I was a kid, we had Halloween parties. We had, you know, on Halloween or around Halloween at school, we had a Halloween, parade, whatever they call it, when you fundraise, you know, when they had little booths and shit, and you play little games, and you eat cupcakes for 25 cents and bullshit like that, you know what I'm saying? We had that when I was a kid, and it was called Halloween something. Now, I swear on my fucking life, I drive past, I don't know, 8 schools, and all I've been seeing, it doesn't say Halloween, they call it a harvest festival now.
Really, nigga?
Huh? Huh? Wait, what? They call it a harvest festival now, at most of these schools. And most of these schools are no costume zones.
Hell no!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you can't wear a costume. It's a no costume zone. They'll send a letter, couple of weeks. Hey, just a reminder, parents. October 31st is Halloween, but Save those cool Halloween costumes for nighttime, because we're not allowing any costumes because we don't want to offend anyone. We are raising a bunch of pussies. Harvest festival? What the fuck is a harvest festival? Most of these kids don't give a fuck about a harvest festival. They know it's fucking Halloween.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic brain? Since I was running off the swing until I was driving a car. I felt the pimping in my bones like a superstar. And my mama always told me to take the money and run. And my daddy always said, boy, pack a gun. Because the game will make the same, but the players change. Stop and go and be cool when you run your thing. But prepare to be alone in your Cadillac. Yeah. And all your money gone, imagine that.
Hey, bada, bada, hey, bada, bada. Hey, got my pimp from a mona, pa, mona, mona. I never like to be alone, never need me long. I see you at the player's bar, player, player's bar. I hope to see you get your trophy when it's trophy call. I hope to recognize you when I get my trophy call. I'm praying to God, asking why did you leave me? He said it was then that I carried you sugar free. I don't wanna be like the Lone Ranger. Traveling through the world.
Universities issue guidelines for Halloween costumes. And they put out a list of Halloween costumes that are deemed offensive and Halloween costumes that you probably don't want to wear because you might offend somebody. I don't want to offend anyone. So I shouldn't wear... And these are adults. This is college. University. I said university. I didn't fucking say elementary. So now what? We got to watch what we wear as adults. Because we may be sitting in Econ 101, and the person next to us might get offended by a costume. Oh, I'm offended by your accent, you British prick. Where does it end? Where does it fucking end? Help me out here, guys. Where the fuck does it end? Some of the costumes on the list, there were literally dozens of them. I couldn't read them without blowing my fucking lid. So I wrote down a few. Ones that stood out. I already talked about the no Indians. You can't. Don't dress up as a feather with a feather and a headband. And don't dress up because you can't. Because that will be deemed as offensive. Don't want to do that. We can't offend anybody on our fine campus here at fucking what, Riverside Community College. Fuck out of here. No Indians. Here's where it starts getting weird to me, because these are all costumes I remember as a kid. These are all costumes I dressed in as a kid. These are all costumes I may have dressed my son in as a kid. And now they're deemed offensive. This one right here took the fucking cake. Ninja. Ninja. Ninja, ladies and gentlemen, is now on the offensive costume list.
Really, nigga?
Do you can you see my blood boiling through this black shirt that I'm fucking wearing? Can you hear the anger coming out of my voice as I speak about this? Ninja is now deemed offensive. You heard that right, kids. And if this is new information to you, you're hearing it for the first time right here on the Uncle Tom Show, you are welcome. Ninja is a deemed offensive. Here's another one that I remember as a kid that a lot of the women, that a lot of the girls would wear. Belly dancer. Yeah, I remember seeing the belly dancer costume when you're, you know, walking through the Halloween. You know how they have the Halloween stores that are only open once a year. There's some random warehouse in some random industrial city, and they only open up for like 30 days out of the year. And then they sell a bunch of Halloween shit. And you're scrolling through the Halloween aisle. I remember seeing the belly dancer. I remember seeing the ninja. I wonder if they're still there. And will people start boycotting the Halloween stores because they're selling these costumes? Where does it end? Help me, where does it end? And am I the only one left who thinks this is retarded? Oops, I said retarded. I may have offended some of you. I mean, serious. Guys, chime in. Am I the only one who thinks this is ridiculous? Is there anyone out there who agrees that, okay, yeah, you know what? We are living in this society where we should watch our P's and Q's and we should be careful. Do any of you guys agree with this? I'd be shocked. So we've gone through no Indians, no ninjas, no belly dancers. Anything with the sombrero, basically. I was just skimming through these, and I saw, you know, like fucking bandito, and I saw like different things that would be tied to the Mexican culture, and nothing, basically nothing with the sombrero. Don't even try it or you're gonna offend someone. Nothing with the sombrero. This one. Jesus, grab the wheel, because this one, right here, the one I'm about to read to you, had me fuming. Oh, man. You cannot, gang, dress up as a monkey or a gorilla. No monkey suits, no gorilla suits. And you know why that is, because the Jews take offense, right? Because the Jews are always called monkey and it, right? No? Is that? No? Yeah, we know why that is, and we know What group got offended by the monkey and the gorilla? Come on! Really? We can't even dress up like certain animals now. Because it's seen as derogatory towards a certain race. Okay, come on. We all know black people. Some black person got pissed off at somebody dressed up as a gorilla one day at the company Halloween party. And now in 2017, the gorilla and the monkey are on the offensive. Oh, costume list. Oh, my head is going to explode. See, this is why I'm so glad I get to get all of this out and talk with you. Get all of this out, because a lot of you hold this in and a lot of you are angry. Whatever your thing is, and this type of shit pisses me off, so I need to talk about it so it's not just all bottled in me and then I just fucking go on a rage one day and just punch a bunch of people in wheelchairs.
Meth lab in the back and the crack smoke peels through the streets like an early morning fog. Mama's in the slaughterhouse with the hatchet helping daddy chop early morning hog. I'm catching Z's like an early morning saw when I woke up to the racket yawning pause. What the fuck, man, I can never get sleep, man, peeped out the window, what's wrong with y'all? Stood up in my crimps and tied Alabama sweatpants and threw my pillow. Looks like daddy caught the motherfucker that tried to sneak in and steal his elbows. They don't know that old man don't hold hands or throw hands. Nah, he's rough like a Brillo. Went to the Chevy and pulled out a machete, and a gun as heavy and tall as the pigeon willow. Think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a mossy oak duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk on you. Think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a mossy oak duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk on you. 11:30 and I'm pulling up dirty, smoking Babbage out the back of my buddy's Monte Carlo. Spitting over some super hot beats with a super hot freak we call the parking lot ho. You know we sipping on that old brown bottle. Bass in the trunk make the whole town wobble. So when we ride around, bitches follow. And tonight one of the bitches is giving us problem. But one of them bitches been fucking one of my homeboy's favorite bitches. And he's been on his hit list for a minute. And I think he's ready to handle his business. He told me, yeah, the wolf get this. And he handed me the Cartier watch that was on his wrist. He said, watch this shit. And he jumped to the trunk and grab this biscuit. Think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a mossy oak duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk on you. Think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a mossy oak duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk on you. Two men stand, one's gotta go. One falls down to the ground, one walks down to the road. Mama better call the police, now he's screaming no. Took a buckshot to the chest with a rock salt shell and his movie's slow. All this blood is spilled, enough to give a penguin chills. Hot enough to make a potato smoke at the tip of the hollow steel. In the valley of the hollow field, in the valley of the hollow till. This ain't a figment of my imagination, buddy, this is where I live, Bama. Think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a mossy oak duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk on you. Think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a mossy oak duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk on you.
Uncle Tom Show, wherever fine podcasts can be heard. But yes, another one that is on the offensive Halloween costume list of 2017 is Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah. Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce Jenner, formerly known as the nigga I used to see on my Wheaties box when I was 6 years old. I remember that motherfucker. I remember him and, what was her name, Betty Lou Retton from the 84 Olympics. The 84 Olympics were in Los Angeles, so, and I was 6 years old, and I, for whatever reason, remember all those names. They were everywhere. And I remember Bruce Jenner, and then that nigga went and cut off his dick. But yes, Caitlyn Jenner is on the offensive list now in 2017. And this one's been on the list for quite some time. I've seen this one before. Pocahontas. You know, that goes back to the Native American Indian thing. Pretty Latina girl can't dress up as Pocahontas without fear of offending someone. We need to go back to the good old days, guys. I met a woman not too long ago that took me back to the good old days. I briefly interacted with her, but I could tell she came from the good old days. She was in her 70s. I took my dog to the vet to get his, you know, shots, his yearly shots or whatever shots. I gotta get him every once in a while. And I met this lovely woman in her 70s with a little dog. The dog had like a white body and his face was kind of brown. White body, face was kind of brown. And the dog's name was Cigarette. Bless this woman's soul, this 70-year-old or whatever, she had to be at least 70-year-old woman's soul, who named her dog Cigarette. That just tells me that she comes from an awesome time, man, where people weren't fucking tripping off stupid shit like this. I don't know, just that little thing just sparked good old Americana in me. I don't know what it was. Speaking of good old Americana, I am now reporting from my new home. My new studio, it's kind of bare right now, but recording from my new home. I am officially living in a white neighborhood now. My dreams. Oh. My dreams have come true, ladies and gentlemen. I'm finally living in a white neighborhood. Oh my God, you don't even know. I'm finally... This is real serious shit, guys. When I was a kid and we would drive around neighborhoods on Christmas looking at lights and shit, I always wanted to live in a white neighborhood. I said, man, damn, I want to live in a white neighborhood. Oh, yeah. Moved in just a few days ago. And I'm loving it. The only thing that fucked with me is the other night I walked out of my house at like 8:30 p.m. Hopped in my car. And a bunch of fucking coyotes were just playing freeze tag in my neighbor's yard. And then they ran across the street and were playing freeze tag. Like, oh, you're it. And they were just fucking playing on my street. A bunch of coyotes, my nigga. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm used to walking outside and seeing Crips and Bloods or fucking Mara Salvatrucha or 13, MS-13 or whatever the fuck. I'm walking out my shit and I'm seeing motherfucking coyotes playing duck, duck, goose in this motherfucker. I'm like, what the hell? So now, I'm glad I saw that, yo. And this is 2 days in. And thankfully, I was in my car, because if I would have walked out and, like, ran into that shit, I would have shat my pants and been a little bitch about it. But I know what to do if you're ever confronted by a coyote, because I did grow up in Long Beach, and certain parts of Long Beach do have coyotes. You're supposed to go, rah! You're supposed to make loud noises and stomp your feet and throw up Crip signs and Crip walk and like stuff like that, and then they'll run. Apparently, that's what I heard. Think about these fucking coyotes. They look well fed. They look like they've been, man, they look like they've been eating cats and fucking little rabbits and shit. I'm like, God damn. Thankfully, I have a Rottweiler and a German Shepherd. They ain't gonna fuck with my dogs. They are not going to mess with my dogs. Not at all. Yeah, it was pretty weird seeing that. It's going to be interesting, Halloween. Trick-or-treating here in this new neighborhood that I moved into, all the trick-or-treaters. Because I feel like now I live in a neighborhood where, well, you know, when we were kids. And I grew up in a poor neighborhood, you know, and a lot of us did who are listening right now. We grew up in poor neighborhoods. And we would get, you know, our parents would take us to the nicer neighborhoods, right? And we obviously didn't fucking belong. My mom would drive us there in a 1984 Buick Skylark Brown. Park on the corner so nobody could see us next to the other 1984 Buick Skylarks. And then we just walk on the street like we lived here all of our life. And we just be looking around like, damn, these are nice houses. And the nice houses always gave you the big candy bars and shit, remember? You go to the fucking, you trick-or-treat in a Mexican neighborhood or a black neighborhood, you get the bullshit, yo. You get the fucking 99-cent store candy. You, God forbid, you trick-or-treat in a Latino neighborhood. You get all the fucking, the Mexican candies. Those are the grossest. Mexicans, oh my God, they have the best food. They have some of the best music. They have the most beautiful women. They have some of the best culture. But Jesus Christ, your fucking candy sucks, Mexico. Mexico candy sucks. And Mexico desserts, like their desserts are just weird. You ever seen Mexican desserts? Like, I don't know. Even flan, their most popular dessert, is just so fucking weird. I can't do... No, oh my God. Everything else about the Mexican culture is awesome. But you guys, your candy and your fucking desserts are shit. Shite. But yes, our parents who grew up in the bad neighborhoods would take us to the nice neighborhoods. Right? You guys remember that? And then we come home with a bunch of big ass Snickers and Twix and Milky Way. Yeah. If you ever threw a Milky Way in my bag, you're the devil. Anybody who eats Milky Way, I'm telling you, check their basement. They have someone tied up and they're torturing them and raping them. Like people, regular people don't eat Milky Ways. So when you buy that big ass the snack thing, the snack size with the Snickers and the M&Ms and all that, which one is always left over after? Oh wait, I take that back. The Milky Way actually has nuts in it. It's the Three Musketeers. That's what I've been meaning to say. If you eat Three Musketeers, you're probably a child. Like odds are you're a child molester. Like I feel like if they did a study on child molesters and murderers who are doing life in jail right now, and you asked them what their favorite candy bar was, I guarantee it was Three Musketeers. I guarantee. It was three Musketeers. Ugh. But yes, the good old days. And then we just rape that neighborhood, we get all ghetto and just fucking rape, and then head back to our shitty ass apartment in East Long Beach. That's right, gang, that was my childhood growing up. Good times, it taught you a lot. You, when you were walking down that street, when you drove from your shitty apartment that your mom, the one bedroom apartment that five people are sharing, and you guys drive to that nice neighborhood, ooh, in Naples, Long Beach. Oh man, you knew your place in life. You knew where you were on the scale. And I never looked at those houses and said, oh, look at these rich people. Must be nice. No. I said, one day I'm gonna have one of those. So it taught me a lot doing that. I thank my mom to this day for taking me to those neighborhoods on Halloween. To this day. But oh my God, you could definitely pick out the people who obviously did not belong in that neighborhood. But it taught you something. taught you where you were in life. And nowadays, old parents are all pussy. Oh no, my kid's costume doesn't look as nice as the next kid's costume. So therefore, I'm gonna write the principal and I'm gonna tell the principal that no costumes should be allowed because my kid got made fun of last Halloween because his costume wasn't up to par with all the other kids. They're trying to make us one person, guys. They're just trying to make us all one person, one thing, and I don't like that. When you're a kid, you get made fun of. It teaches you something. It builds character.
I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this. In a matter of time I spent on some locked up shit in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist. See my dreams unfold, nightmares come true. It was time to marry the game and I said, yeah, I do. If you want it, you gotta see it with a clear eye view. Got shorty, she try and bless me like I said I'd chew. Like a nigga sneeze, nigga please for them trick and squeeze. I'm getting cream, never let them hoes get in between of what we started. Little nigga, but I'm lying hearted. They love me when I was stuck and they hate it when I departed. I go and get it regardless. Draw like I'm an artist, no crawling, went straight to walking with foreigns in my garages. All foreign bitches menaging, fucking sucking and swallowing anything for a dollar. They tell me get him, I got him. I did it without an album. I did shit with Mariah. Little nigga, I'm on fire. Icy as a hockey ring, Philly nigga, I'm flyer. When I bought the Rolls Royce, they thought it was lease. Then I bought that new Ferrari, hey, to rest in peace. Hey, to rest in peace to the parking lot. Phantom so big, can't even fit in the parking spot. You ain't talking about my niggas, then what you talking about? Gangsters move in silence, nigga, and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word, I don't say a word. Was on my grind and now I got what I deserve. Fuck, nigga, hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? When I bought the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was rented? Flexing on these niggas, I'm like Papa on the spinach. Double M, yeah, that's my team, Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the type of cannon, men casting, grind like I'm broke. That Lambo, my new bitch, she'll ride like my ghost. I'm riding around my city with my hands strapped on my toes, cause these niggas want me dead, and I gotta make it back home. Cause my mama need that bill money, my son need some milk. These niggas try to take my life, they fuck around, get killed. You fuck around, you fuck around, you fuck around, get smoked. Cause these Philly niggas I bought with me don't fuck around, no joke. No, all I know is murder. When it come to me, I got young niggas that's rolling, I got niggas throwing beans. I done did the DOA, I done did the KODs. Every time I'm in that bitch, I get to throwing 30 G's. But now I'm hanging out that drop head, I'm riding down no collars. They let my nigga earn back home, that young nigga be wildin'. We young niggas, we mobbin', like Batman and with Robin. This two-door Maybach with my seat on reclining. I'm like, real nigga, what up? Real nigga, what up? If you ain't about that murder game, then pussy nigga, shut up. If you dip me in your rats, I get your pussy ass stuck up. When you touch down in my hood, no, that tour life ain't good. Kept me down in MIA, and that heat game on wood. With that Puma life on my feet, like that little engine I could. Boy, I slide down in your block, bike on 12 o'clock. And they be throwing deuces on the same nigga they watch. And I'm the king of my city, cause I'm still calling them shots. And these lanes talking that bullshit, the same niggas that flop. I'm the same nigga from Birch Street with them that braids that lock. The same nigga that came up and I had to wait for my spot. And these niggas hating on me, hoes waiting on me. Still on that hood shit, my Rolls Royce on E. They gon' remember me, I say remember me. So much money, your friends turn to your enemies. And when this beef, I turn my enemies to memories. With them bricks, they go for 40, ain't no 10 to key. Hold up, broke nigga turn rich. Love the game like Mitch. And if I leave, you think dumb pretty hoes gon' still suck my dick. It was something about that rollie when it first touched my wrist. Had me feeling like that dope boy when he first touched that brick. I'm gone.
Now they got this thing. Woo! In schools. I talked about this in the past. I did a whole rant on this years ago. Years ago. When my son was still in school, like middle school or like even, maybe even elementary. I've been doing this for a while, guys. I remember getting a letter saying that if you're going, not me necessarily, but all the parents got it. It says, please, if you're going to invite anyone to your child's birthday party, you have to invite everyone in the class or please don't invite anyone. Yeah. I got that letter. I remember getting that letter. Right along with the Valentine's Day letter. That's right, the Valentine's letter, gang. They said, and this goes back to even when I was a kid, if you're going to give out Valentine's to anybody in the class, you gotta give out Valentine's to everybody. So then they give you a list of all the kids' names, and then you take that list home, and then you sit up the night before, and you buy a little 30-pack of Valentine cards at Thrifty, and then you go home and you write everybody's name. John, Susie, Sally, Marquand, Tyrone. And then you give the girl you like, or you know, whoever your homie or whatever, you give them the cool card. Like, if you liked a certain girl you like, you'd actually take time and look at the shit. All right, cool. Okay. I wanna be with you, and it'd be a B or whatever. And then, okay, I'm giving this to fucking Sally. Yeah, now you have to give them to everybody. But when you were a kid, look, that's where, especially women, that's where you knew your place in life. Because see, even up into high school, all the cute girls on Valentine's Day, they'd walk home, you'd see them with their balloons and their teddy bears, like seven fucking guys bought them a bunch of shit, and they're walking home with four bundles of flowers and seven stuffed animals and a fucking inflatable giraffe and whatever else some dudes gave them. And then all the fat girls, all the big bottom girls, but not good big bottom, all the flatzos, you know what a flatzo is, right? The fat chick with no titties. They didn't get anything, and they walked home, and you can actually see the dark cloud as they're walking home, because they live like three blocks away. You can see the dark cloud and the rain's just raining on them, and they're looking down and they're just walking home, and it's sunny everywhere else. It's bright and shiny, and all the cute girls are fucking showing off all their teddy bears, and they're like, oh my god, I got this, oh my god, look what Mark got me, oh my god. And then all the fat girls were walking with the cloud over their head, and then they walk home and the storm is all over them, and they get stuck by lightning and shit, and yeah, and then they go commit suicide. What? It's usually what happens, right? No? Okay. Anyway, so they put a kibosh to that and said, look, treat everyone equally. If you're going to invite David to your party, you have to invite Ralph. And it doesn't matter that Ralph has a little baby arm and he drools when he talks and he has a lazy eye. Doesn't matter, you gotta invite Ralph also. Or you can't invite anybody. You can invite anyone. All those offensive costumes. No sushi chefs. You can't be like a sushi chef. You can't be a geisha girl. Like, you can't. Sorry, back to Halloween. I don't do segues. We jump right back into shit. You guys are smart enough to keep up, goddammit. That's why you're listening to me, because all that regular radio shit format bullshit, nah, not around here. This is the Uncle Tom Show. We fucking go. All these offensive costumes and all this crying about what we can wear and what we can't wear is ruining Halloween, and it's really a fucked up situation for kids, because you know what? The goddamn kids just want to enjoy this holiday. Just like I enjoyed it when I was a kid. I didn't have to worry about offending anyone. I didn't even know what the word offend meant until I was 29 years old. God damn it. And you got the new one this year. I just read this, I think like a week or so ago. They released a Anne Frank costume. If you don't know who Anne Frank is, you are half retarded. And I'm not going to explain who Anne Frank is. Go Google it. But Anne Frank, that's been the new hubbub this year. Like, oh, Anne Frank. Yeah. You can't dress as Anne Frank this year. And this is the tricky part. The Anne Frank costume wasn't even meant to be a Halloween costume. It was more of a costume for a theater and plays and things like that. But it just so happened to come out around Halloween, so everybody's attributing it that it's a Halloween costume, and it's not even a Halloween costume. But that's the biggest uproar these days, that today that you can't dress as Anne Frank. Look, Diary of Anne Frank, Holocaust survivor. Make sure you stay away from the houses this year that have their lights turned off, because usually those are the pedophiles, right? Have we learned that? I think that's the case nowadays.
My druggie, love me when I'm ugly. Hug me when I'm bummy, scummy. I'm your hubby, let's get lost. Let's get lost. Damn, I'm in so deep. Probably cause you're empty. You can't even speak. Damn, your mouth so minty. Ooh, your mama hate me. Daddy wouldn't let you if he ever met me. If he ever met you, put that shit behind us and put this in your sinus. Mine is all up in my gums. Mine is all that shit that's lying where I said, oh, 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 oh. You been scratching, you been fiending. I'ma fix you, I'ma fuck you. I'ma get rid of them demons. It's my druggie. When I'm ugly, hug me. When I'm bummy, scummy. I'm your hubby, let's get lost. Let's get lost. Damn, I need a minute. I let go. She fell in love, it fell apart. I let go. She met her match, I let her match. She let her match, she let me smoke. Yeah, me mad petty, yeah, me bogus. Yeah, 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 me know. Yeah, she knew too. Ah! It made her love it. Her pussy like me. Her heart like fuck it. So dance for daddy like Gator. Ain't no partners on this trip. And lose yourself in my room. And find yourself in my grip. I'm saying, my druggie. When I'm ugly, hug me. When I'm bummy, scummy. I'm your hubby, let's get lost. Let's get lost.
I blessed myself inside your arms one day. Swear to God, there I was when a dress and a silver buttons fade away. Miss Mary mattress, geriatrics, fuck me into open caskets. I wanna die with this, I wanna stop seeing my psychiatrist. She said, peel, pop, baby girl, cause I promise you, you tweak. The empty bottle, loneliness, this happiness you seek. The masochism that you preach, practice, backflip, tragic actress on a movie with no screen, when the only time he loves me is naked in my dreams.
My druggie, when I'm ugly, hug me. When I'm bummy, scummy, I'm your hubby. Let's get lost. Let's get lost.
What's up, Robert?
Hey, how's it going, man?
How did you come across my show?
Oh, I was at another group, and KFI, even more stimulating talk radio, and then I think it was Skip Clay was mentioning you, so I went to check it out, and then I've been a fan of your show ever since. I know you brought up a good topic about these Halloween costumes. That really upsets me that they are picking out what you can wear and what's going to offend people. That really makes me angry. Like nowadays, you know, like you gotta watch what you wear. Like this Halloween, I'm gonna kind of put some stuff together. I'm gonna wear, I'm gonna wear like a gray hoodie with a Jason Voorhees mask, hockey mask. A Freddy
Be careful,
Kruger
you might offend the hockey players.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for your support. I really, really appreciate you, my man. We're gonna do this interacting thing more often, so I'll be talking to you soon, okay?
Oh, cool.
Have a great night.
Oh, you too.
What up, bro?
How you doing, man? Sorry, my voice is shot. My voice is shot.
What the hell happened to you, bud?
I've been sick. Here, I got something to show you, though. Can you hold on a second?
Go for it, homie. Go for it.
right here.
Brett pulling out some stuff.
Get ready.
Nice. Woo!
It just had me sitting right here.
Oh, that is beautiful. For my podcast listeners, Brett just pulled out a big-ass gun. Brett, what kind of gun is that?
It's an AR-15. Arrow precision.
Are those legal in California?
Right now it is. Right now it is.
Okay, but soon it probably won't be, right?
I have to register it. When they figure out the date, I'll have to register it.
Ah, shit. I feel like I'm doing some illegal shit right now.
No, it's all legit. I'll probably just take it to Las Vegas and leave it there.
So when they do change the laws, you'll probably get grandfathered in or something like that, right?
No grandfathering. Because it has a bullet button.
Uh-huh.
I have to register it. I don't want to register it, so...
Oh.
Either I don't register it or I just take it to Nevada. I might just take it to Nevada.
So here's the deal. Once the law changes, what happens? Do you have to, like, are you legally, you have to turn it in, or how does that work? Because I haven't, because all my guns are, I have handguns. I don't, any, no assault rifles, no anything like that.
I have handguns too on this. It's because there's a bullet button. I have to register it, and they don't have the specifics yet. You have to get a picture of it and send the picture in. So I might not comply. I might just take it to Nevada, but all you have to do is, it's already registered as it is. The rifle is registered, but they want you to re-register it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to act like we never had this conversation, so I'm going to get the hell out of here, buddy.
It's
great talking to you, man. I love you.
Take care.
Thank you for everything.
I don't want to be involved in these conversations. I don't want no calls one day saying I'm getting subpoenaed in court because Brett decided to shoot somebody because they fucked up on his Slurpee order. Like I said, strawberry, not motherfucking blueberry. I hate blueberry. It takes me to a bad place.
What up, Paul? How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, homeboy? What you doing, man?
Hey, first off, real talk, I want to thank you so much for serving our country, you know, and you know, keeping my freedoms alive.
Hey, it's all good, dog.
So
I'm sure if you had the opportunity, you probably would have did it too.
To be honest, Paul, I'm a pussy when it comes to all that shit, so that's why I thank you so much, because it's not built in me, homie. It's just not in me, dog. I thank you.
Hey, you want to know something, man? I never thought I'd be doing it for this long. In April's going to be 17 years.
Damn, that's crazy. So what branch are you in?
I'm in the Army.
Thank you for all the support and everything, homeboy.
Hey, dog, thanks for everything you do too, man. I like listening in and reading all the comments. Hey, some of these fools are crazy, dog. Straight up out of control, dog. Like, for real, like... But you know what? Everybody is.
Peace, dog. What's up, Matt? Now, you were on the last show with Travis when we had Jordan on, right?
Yes.
Oh, thank you for taking over where I had to leave off, because I could not deal with him. And I listened to the whole show, and you fucking held it down, dog.
Dude, that was ridiculous. I was so mad about the fact that he, right from the start, like, I just wanted to know if he would at least respect the idea of statistics. And he didn't, just right off the bat. And so I knew from there that the conversation was just going to be, I don't know, Patrick, yeah, he knew exactly what it was about. Like, he knew immediately as soon as that happened, there was nothing left to it. He finally admitted, I asked him, like, if you are about affirmative action, right, do you feel first affirmative action applies to wealthy blacks? And he said yes. He said that he does prefer preferential treatment no matter what. And at that point, I realized that there was no call for equality. It was simply preferential treatment. And I asked him again, are you asking for preferential treatment? He said, yes. Okay. It's not about fairness or equality. And that's fine. But he said and implied it so many different times that he just wants equality or fairness. And he doesn't. He wants revenge. And I'm not about
it. He wants and favoritism.
Yes.
And favoritism.
Gonna do more of that in the future. Chatting with you live. I'm gonna call it a night. Don't be a douchebag. Let kids enjoy Halloween. It's for them. It's not for you and your stupid little political correctness or your stupid little agenda. It's not for you. It's for these kids. It's definitely for these children. So just remember that and let them have a good time. And remember, if the lights are turned out, the person's probably a pedophile, so just don't even, because I think it's a law in California now where you have to turn the lights out. if you're a pedophile. I believe that's the case. Guys, I'm going to roll out. I love you so much. Be safe. Have a great Halloween. And remember, the truth doesn't care about your feelings. Night gang. Peace.
Now, I have a story that I'd like to tell about this guy. You all know me and we're scared as hell. He comes to me at night after I crawl into bed. He's burning.